I'm going away in the morning. He was crying without making any noise. I just couldn't stand it about Brett. I've been through hell, Jake. It's been simply hell. When I met her down here, Brett treated me as though I were a perfect stranger. I just couldn't stand it. We lived together at San Sebastian. I suppose you know it. I can't stand it anymore. He lay there on the bed. Well, I said, I'm going to take a bath. You were the only friend I had, and I loved Brett so. Well, I said, so long. I guess it isn't any use, he said. I guess it isn't any damn use. What? Everything. Please say you forgive me, Jake. Sure, I said, it's all right. I felt so terribly. I've been through such hell, Jake. Now everything's gone. Everything. Well, I said, so long. I've got to go. He rolled over, sat on the edge of the bed, and then stood up. So long, Jake, he said. You'll shake hands, won't you? Sure, why not? We shook hands. In the dark, I could not see his face very well. Well, I said, see you in the morning. I'm going away in the morning. Oh, yes, I said. I went out. Cone was standing in the door of the room. Are you all right, Jake? He asked. Oh, yes, I said, I'm all right. I could not find the bathroom. After a while, I found it. There was a deep stone tub. I turned on the taps and the water would not run. I sat down on the edge of the bathtub. When I got up to go, I found I had taken off my shoes. I hunted for them and found them and carried them downstairs. I found my room and went inside and undressed and got into bed.